So that brings us to staff. Madam Attorney. Rob, do we have a new attorney?
No, Mr. Mayor, I just had a question, a point of procedure. Are we going to take up the discussion about the gravel pit?
I'm expecting that
after these other reports.
Member Solomon's going to bring that under Assembly comments.
Okay, thank you.
I have no general comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Just thank you again for the evaluation earlier, and we will get that the changes made to that to the senior exemption to the attorney's office as soon as we get it done.
Thank you. Okay, Assemblymember Sykes, comments.
I would like to thank the assembly members for approving the South Connect River plan. I observed part of the process, and it was really great to see a lot of people come out. A wide variety of people came together, and that was very heartening to see. I'd also like to thank Helen for coming back. I do believe that the borough has decided we're not going to do a big wastewater treatment, and so we're now down to dealing with septage and leachate, and I believe there is a current search to do that and treat both near the one of the options is to treat both near the solid waste. Thanks for the discussion. I just want to put on the record, I was one who vigorously opposed the state's attempt to cut seniors off from the program that they had prior to the Murkowski administration. And so I'm glad that we passed this. I still think that it's good to talk about the financial impacts of any of these things. And I look forward to the assembly setting priorities and fiscal forecasting, both on where we get revenue and how we spend it. I look forward to the time off, and I sincerely wish all of the other assembly members well on their time off before our August 5th meeting. And I guess we do have the special meeting on July 2nd. And I got to say that I am totally envious of the mayor having the honor of asking a judge to state their name for the record.
I enjoyed that. Assemblymember Solomon.
First, what time was the July 2nd meeting?
6 o'clock regular time.
6 o'clock regular time here. All right. I don't know the wording because I think my intent was clear of what my desire is, but there was quite a conclave of thoughts and talk going on up here with the assistant manager and the attorney and the planning director and myself and the mayor. And so I don't really know how to word it, but my intent is,
let's ask the manager. Okay.
Is to facilitate the ability for, what's the business name?
B&E.
To be able to continue their business and for the manager to be directed to do whatever is legally within his bounds to facilitate such movement so as to no longer delay the project at hand nor raise the cost of the need for the gravel to do such a thing, and to basically these folks, we've had so many people come here and tell us how they didn't know and they acted in good faith, and we've given special dispensation. Why? Because we believed them. And I believe these fellows, and I believe that they work hard and earnestly for the borough. This is a borough project. They've worked for the borough in the past. They do good work, and I just want them to be able to go back to work. I don't know them. Tonight's first night I ever met them. So I got no conflict of interest here other than knowing the story. And so how do I word that? How did we decide? Mr. Hayes, did you decide language that might be appropriate along with the attorney, or am I just in the wind here?
I think he's just going to pull out a few of the words you already said.
I'll go with whatever he says and
okay.
Makes that happen.
Okay.
We did not decide on a language, but essentially it was going to be to provide guidance to the manager to authorize a temporary waiver of 3 weeks to allow B&E to continue to deliver gravel while we work their permit and through approval.
Now, requires a motion, I would like to make that motion, Mr. Mayor.
Madam Attorney, is that
legal? I'm not comfortable with that. The code, Title 17 sets out permits for gravel. There's administrative permits and conditional use permits. Based on the information I have, they need to apply for a conditional use permit, which through the code, the Assembly has delegated the authority to the planning director to make a decision on it. I don't see any provision in code right now that require that allows the manager to waive that requirement, okay? So if you wanted to modify code, you would have to modify the gravel code to somehow allow an exemption for this. I don't think that that's been properly noticed. However, if you wanted to direct the manager, as Assemblymember Solomon said, to expeditiously, you know, try to expedite whatever needs to happen, I think that that would be fine.
Okay, we'll go with your original motion.
I'd still like to move my motion.
So go ahead. Yeah, okay. So there's a motion on the floor to authorize the manager to expedite the permit.
I just wanted to make sure it was expediting the permit through the 30-day process with the planning department. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Well, didn't say that, but... Assemblymember Colbert.
Mr. Mayor, to the manager, do you need direction from us to accomplish what was talked about, expediting the permit process? The attorneys advise us that not to get involved, so I'd rather not have a vote that messes up things.
No, if it's just expediting the permit process, we don't need guidance to do that. We will do that on our own.
Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Would it be more appropriate to word it as such that, because the only, it's the, who, I'm sorry, the planning department approves the conditional use permit, so wouldn't it be more appropriate to direct the manager to assist the planning department to expedite the permit? Would that be a more appropriate? Because the manager doesn't have the, what we heard from the attorney is that the manager doesn't have the authority to approve the permit. So really what we wanted, what the spirit of it is that Assemblymember Solomon wants, is the spirit is to, for the manager to help the permitting or the planning department to speed this permit up, right? Correct?
Assemblymember Culligan.
Can we take a moment to restate the obvious? So it's been explained to us that this doesn't take an action at the table. It's an administrative order. For us to take action as us delving into this administrative work, my suggestion is we not take action. The management knows that we want it done. They will get it done. I have the full faith that they will accomplish at the most readily available time frame and that we move on. But it's an administrative action, not a judicial action by us. And I think that's been created. And if Mr. Hayes could nod his head that he understands the action, I think that's all we need. Thank you.
Okay. Assemblymember Solomon, would you care to withdraw your motion?
I would like to just state for the record that if it's found that the attorney may be mistaken and that Mr. Woosi or Mr. Hayes can, in fact, upon the return of Mr. Spiropoulos, grant a temporary ability for these folks to continue work immediately while they, in fact, are working through their procedure, that's what I want as soon as possible. I hate those acronyms, ASAP, but time is money. And that's what I don't want delay. I don't want lollygagging. I don't want sidestepping. I don't want pushing it down the road to somebody else. Whether I get what I want or not, I can live with it either way because, like I said, this isn't my dog in the hunt. But this needs to be done as, what's the word? I'm not sure I can pronounce it. Expeditiously as possible. And that's what I want Mr. Moosey and you to do, sir. And if it doesn't require administrative action, I withdraw my motion.
Okay. I think that would look better on the record.
Well, I'm not worried about the record, nor my record, nor whoever is running for office around here.
Well,
I'm afraid of the boogeyman. I'm not. But if everyone else is, I withdraw that motion.
The manager understands our intent. Assemblymember Arvin.
To follow up on what Mr. Solomon made very clear, so are we talking about an administrative action that can happen in hours or days or weeks or months? I want to get sensing of
that. Let's let planning speak to this, because there's been a lot going on behind the scenes.
Good evening. Eileen Probasco, Planning Director.
Yeah.
Am I on here? Okay. To answer that question, there's for gravel extraction activities, there are three different levels of permits, depending on the extent and the of the operation that's proposed. We do have an administrative permit, which is what we're talking about tonight right now, and that is generally the code requires a couple of things. They require a complete application with the fee. They require a public notification, a mailing that goes out, and it has to be done 15 days before the decision. And then it allows the planning director to place conditions on the permit based on the comments that were received. And then it's just signed administratively. It doesn't go to the planning commission. There's no public forum like this meeting for which people can come and speak. And that was the permit that the applicant had quite a few years ago. There's a conditional use permit, which is for, something ongoing that they want to be able to use regularly from year to year, and that goes to the Planning Commission, and it's ultimately decided by those folks. Then the interim materials district is the one that's actually the zoning district, which the Assembly has the authority to do, and those are the ones that you folks see. So that comes through the Planning Commission with the recommendation, and then you guys make the decision on that. So right now, what we've talked to the applicants and to the property owner, and we've come up with a plan here. We have an application from them that is lacking a couple of items. We have we're going to go ahead and start processing it, sending out notices and stuff, and working towards making the decision. I think we came up with 17 days that we would still meet the code. We're willing to accept some of their application materials, after we've already started working on it, but after the 15 days and within the approval period. So I think we've come up with a plan. It's gonna delay it for a short period of time, but I think 17 days is what Alex and I came up with. Do you want to add to that?
Sure.
Okay.
So tell us what's going to happen in the next 17 days on our road project.
I can't tell you that. The contractor could choose to get gravel from another source. I think Mr. Brown has been talking with them on what the options might be.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. 17 days would be sort of a record for us. It'd be taking one, sort of dropping one staff person, dropping everything else, and really focusing on this one thing. I just want everybody to realize that we are, this is the busiest I've ever seen as far as all the permit applications that we have in right now. We have a lot of balls in the air that we're juggling. We have permits going through the process and everything like that, and anticipate that some of these things will be pushed aside as we go forward with this, and there may be other people that become unhappy because of it. But we certainly can expedite this and get it done. 17 days, that's the bare bones that we could possibly do.
Okay. Is that all your comments, Assemblymember Solomon?
I want the manager and the attorney to explore if there's a quicker way to circumvent that and give a temporary relief of stay and allow them to continue business. I believe what the planning department said, but I also believe that there's another way, and I want them to find that way. 17 days is too long. You know, we almost lost that Mockin Road money to begin with because it sat there and nobody used it, and the state was going to take it and put it somewhere else. Through the jurisprudence of our legislature, they got it back. Now, delay after delay, doesn't that prove something to you, that the more you delay something, the more risk you run in losing what you already got?
Okay. We'll soon need to extend the meeting. Assemblymember Colbert.
Comment? Move to extend the meeting till how long you want to go?
Oh, 10:15.
Till 10:15.
Is there objection? Yeah, sorry. Thanks for picking that up. It's your turn for comments.
Okay, thank you. With regard to the ag policy issue and borough ag parcels, I would like to request that the manager work with me and the community development department to set up some kind of a forum to explore a new policy on how they can subdivide their property or what the terms and conditions will be. So the policy would then come forward to the Planning Commission and Assembly for kind of like we did Title 47 or 43, whatever we call it now. But anyway, that's what I'd like to see happen so that we can get some clarity for these ag owners, not to develop those lands, but to just make it real clear what they can and can't do and how they could convey their property or the ag interests on the borough ag parcels. You had a pretty good display of why we need permits for large multifamily developments. The permitting process, when you stack those, if we just go lot by lot, you don't take into account of the whole impact of the development on our water, sewer, public safety, roads, you name it. And that was the issue that we debated in the multifamily that was subsequently vetoed. And so there is no permit required when you just build on individual lots as those projects are being done on. Madam Clerk, perhaps we might offer an explanation to the public of why we're up so high here on this platform. And if we could get an interpretive panel made that's big type, rather artistic, maybe by the doors, that explains that we are marrying the existing 1936 buildings floor level with the existing ground on this addition. Something to explain it, because people come here or they talk about it, like, man, what are those people doing way up there? But if we had some explanation out there, maybe then people would catch on and we could explain it a little bit. I think that would be helpful. I guess we'll be back in July. So much for July vacation, but we got to get the work done.
Thank you. Assemblymember Culligan.
I think the explanation for the height of this is because somebody was a Star Wars fan, but anyway. I did want to take the opportunity again to thank the clerk and her staff. We did her review today, and I very much appreciate her work and her staff especially as well. And look forward to us continually improving. And I think we set out some goals for this year and look forward to meeting those. Regarding, I think my intent is the remaining $87,000 from the slush fund I'll get with finance and figure out how we're going to apply that to our larger sewer septage treatment issue within the borough, and figure out next year how we're going to get some state matching funds and some other stuff. But we got to start working on some of these larger infrastructure projects, and just because it's there doesn't need it means to be spent. Moore's Law, M-O-R-E-S, not M-O-O-R-S, it doesn't need to apply all the time. You know, more is just more, but thank you.
Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to say thank you to the people up here. It's an honor to be able to serve with each one of you, even when we disagree.
and I really enjoy the debates and the discussions and the opportunity to work together as we grow as a borough. I'd like to thank all of the public that came out to speak tonight, the representatives from our cities and organizations, and I'd like to thank the staff members that have sat through this long meeting and been available to answer questions and given us your time tonight. Thank you for that. And I, too, would echo my fellow assembly members' comments with regards to the compliments to the clerk's office. Everybody does a great job, but tonight we evaluated the clerk, and I thank you for their professionalism and for their service to us. Really, they help us look really good all the time, so thank you for that work again. And I agree completely with Assemblymember Culligan that it should be a legislative priority of this body, continue to be, and we should put money towards it and a significant amount of money towards it, a septage treatment plant. And I believe, Public Works has that priority and has had that priority, and I'm looking forward to seeing that as a reality one day. Thank you very much.
Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Kudos to Lonnie and her staff. Clerk's Department is, you guys are a bunch of rock stars. You're really helpful. You send out information that is easily digestible. Packets are in order. And it makes our jobs, I think, quite a little bit easier. So thanks for that. And on the ordinance regarding sending the question for some tax relief, property tax relief to senior citizens and disabled vets, I want to thank the body for moving that forward. I grappled with that for some months. It was probably 5 months ago or longer I started talking to Tammy about it, trying to figure out a way that didn't scrape too much revenue off and cause financial calamity to the borough and the essential services that are provided, while at the same time being focused to actually do it, to get that question on the ballot. And for me personally, today was a bit of a milestone in sending that question to the ballot in October, and I think it will be faced with some overwhelming support. And at the end of the day, I think it is a dream in most communities, but in our community it's going to become a reality that when you own your piece of property and you pay your taxes and you're a contributing member to society, that there actually is a point in time whereby you can own your property, given the value of your property, and not be at risk to lose it to the government. That you actually, at the end of the day, can own it without the fear of somebody taking it from you. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Oh, well, I promise not to go until 10:15. I could with this ag policy on ag rights. That we have lost the personnel talent that was in this building, that there are so many layers of ag sales. And back in 1977 was the earlier stage of those covenants. And every one of those, as they developed, had different rules that went with them. But in the end, we were tracking the state's policy on their ag sales. And we probably shouldn't stray too far from that, or things do get confusing. It is something that needs to be worked on. It's not going to be finished on August 5th, though. We will be able to take care of this one issue, but I'm glad you brought that up. And I asked the Community Development Department to send out again the proposed land sale for the next 5 years. I'd really like you to take a look at each of your districts and give any feedback if there's any issues, because increasingly we're going to find
it doesn't matter where it is, or you're going to be, there's going to be resistance to selling it, but we right up front, we want to make sure it's something we want to carry through on. And I did get word today that our PILT money is coming through. There's $28 million. That's going to be divided over the whole state, but that's a good chunk of change, and that was good news. AML forwarded that to us this afternoon. We did learn this afternoon, I think it was in these little bags here, that the school district did get their grant money, so they didn't need the $350,000 anyway. So that's my comments for the night, and we'll see you on July 2nd. If there's no objection, we will adjourn.